My name is Ian Murphy, and this is an extract from my story, Remember to Forget Me. Believe it or not, I can get through a whole day, a whole week, without a single word to anybody. It's true, and this has been such a week. My colleagues have seemingly remembered to forget me, collectively ignoring me all morning. The characteristic gaiety of a Friday has been absent, and any and all conversation has so far excluded yours truly. Just wait until I tell my wife about this. At least I will have something to say about my day. I have been anticipating 11 a.m. all morning, and I know I will have to be quick this time, damn it, or so help me. The collective consciousness of the room knows what is coming, and the tension is, as they say, palpable. At least I think it is. As is the case every day at this time, the radio competes with the rhythmic hum of scanners, playing an offensively inoffensive song that will soon segue oh so smoothly into the percussive jingle that heralds the day's headlines of war, rape, bombs, beliefs, and weather. And the morning coffee break. This particular week, I have missed my windows of opportunity each morning and each afternoon, and have been the guilt-ridden recipient of ever-weakening beverages. Missed is the wrong word. I have procrastinated. Why? Well, to offer would be to announce, to become the focus of attention, to become visible. The air of resentment, if not hatred, is now obvious and suffocating. I can't possibly focus on my data entering. My wife would no doubt say that this is all in my head, God love her. However, there is no doubt in my mind that the coffees have been getting weaker by the day. Thursdays even lack sugar, a veritable act of war. My only hope is to break with tradition and offer my comrades their usuals before the jingle hits its mark, perhaps even before the end of the song. Then and only then could I be assured the role of the great provider and win back favour. The song has now reached its instrumental break, leaving me only a bridge and an extended chorus in which to make my move. Tick-tock, chop-chop, go me! The song begins its inevitable, inexorable fade-out, and I stand so as to project. I offer coffee in direct competition to the radio and the sound of scanners, and I lose. No response. I clear my throat. The urgency of the jingle kicks in, and the clock strikes 11. I now offer coffee in the form of a statement, rather than a rhetorical question. This time, speaking over the scanners, rather than under them. Nothing. They are ignoring me.